getting busy in the bathroom stall. Bad mama seat the Miami heater, put her in a two-seater. Too bad I couldn't three-peat her. Need a whole lot of Vita before I see the Reaper. House full of snow bunnies, putting trees up like it's Christmas Easter. Need more stamps than a skinny nigga, got tax on my visa. I know the kids in the family don't trust, they believe it. I mean
Jesus.
Fuck around, lose my mind. I gotta break out. I'm on a stakeout on a farm or your lake house.
Jesus,
man. I might fuck around, lose my mind. I gotta break out. I'm on a stakeout on a farm or your lake house.
Jesus,
I might fuck around, lose my mind.
Shoot. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is your host, Alexander Golan, on Headroom. And I've got a special guest here with me.
Hello.
It's my good friend, John.
Hello, hello, hello.
From back home.
The big city.
Do you have a DJ name? What was your old Columbia DJ name?
I've gone by The Last Drop before.
The Last Drop.
Good to The Last Drop.
Good to The Last Drop. He is indeed. I don't know, what kind of music are you feeling tonight? Anything in particular?
I think maybe we should start off with something chill.
Okay.
A little bit garagey.
A little garagey chill.
Maybe that new Charlie Bliss single, Glitter, upcoming album, Guppy. I caught them in the city with Level Up last year, and it was a great show.
They're live. We were fortunate enough to have them come to Tufts a couple weeks ago, and they were just like such great people. And also their stage presence was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Just like very tight performance.
One of those bands that I didn't know any of their music. I saw them live and I was instantly hooked.
I feel like I had a similar kind of experience when I saw Bully live, but like I liked them already.
Then
saw them live and was like, oh man, I really like Bully.
Yeah.
And the opposite with Mets. I was like, yeah, Mets is cool. And then I saw them and was like, eh.
Yeah, I think. Well, we might catch some flack for that opinion.
That's fine. I mean, I'm willing to air my opinion.
People are very into their live shows. I don't know. I think I would have been, just the high frequencies were really just hurting me.
So yeah.
If I had had some earplugs, it would have been wild, I'm sure. But yeah, it was loud, but not in like a good way.
Because yeah.
I love going to loud concerts, but that was just very harsh.
So. As for the single, we've got a couple options here. I'm not sure which one you meant. Percolator, Glitter?
Glitter.
Glitter
would be the one, yeah.
All right, well, we will start off with that then. And we'll see where we take you from there. But I hope you enjoy this first one.
I'm not shooting at me, grinning through the teeth, not hitting a thing.
feet can barely touch the floor. On the bus where everybody is tall. I surrender.
think I'll kill you. Just don't let me fuck up, will you? 'Cause when I need a friend, it's still you. We'll be right back.
I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, 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 never let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking. So keep it real, keep it real.